Clerk, number nine.
From the county clerk requesting authorization to double fill the position of fiscal specialist two for approximately 4 weeks beginning April 4th, 2011.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Joe Zarneski, county clerk. I am requesting authority to double fill a position of fiscal specialist. The incumbent is retiring after many years of quality service to the people of Milwaukee County. This is an important position for our office. It handles all of our cash receipts, all of our revenue, and I'd like to double fill it so that the incumbent has an opportunity to train her successor. There will be no additional cost to this double fill since incumbent is currently at the maximum step of the pay range, and it's my intention to fill this position at an entry-level step or certainly no higher than the midpoint of that, so there will be no additional cost. This double fill will be absorbed within our budget.
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move approval.
Any other comments? Just for my informational purposes, what kind of revenue does your office take in?
Well, we our biggest source of revenue, obviously, is the marriage licenses, and that varies. But, again, we do we're down a little bit right now, but, again, it's in excess of $100,000 a year in that area. Low other sources of revenue, of course, are our DNR license sales, our transit sales. We also currently handle employee garnishments, tax liens, tax levies, child support payments. We collect revenues based on those collections as well. So about 60% of our budget is covered by the revenues that we do take in from our office.
And what is the total last off budget, if you can?
Off the top of my head, it was in the neighborhood of $300,000.
Some of the revenues you take in go out to others and not kept with them.
I'm not counting those, yeah. Again, for example, for the marriage licenses, and again, that's one of the things this position does. We sell a marriage license. The county gets a portion of that. The state gets a portion of that. And the courts gets a portion of that. So one of the responsibilities of this job is when we take that revenue then is to disperse it to the various agencies that get their share of that.
And I learned something this morning. I didn't realize you took in child support. I thought we had the child support office here that did that.
Well, it's only for county employees. And again, that's something, when filling this position, I've had some initial conversations with the controller, and we're going to try and streamline that process and work with payroll. So, this is a system that goes back many, many years where these things came to the county clerk, and then it goes up to payroll, and we're going to try and maybe eliminate some of those steps. Again, now that the Ceridian payroll system is there, and hopefully we can streamline that, but we'll still continue to bring in the revenue, whether it be in our office or in the controller's office. The revenue stream will still be there to the county.
All right, thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the motion, resolution.
Borkowski.
Aye.
De Bruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.